Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what it is, folks. This your boy C Hicks, and I'm here with my homeboy straight from Louisville, KY, So Fresh to Dawn. And welcome to our show, Unscripted Network, where we ain't scared of the real. And you can talk, rap, or read about whatever, however, whenever you want to. You dig? Oh, and bars must be included with the raps, because you ain't got no bars. Stay on the bunk. With all that being said, let's go ahead and network it, dig? And you can find me and my outlandish thoughts on Facebook, now that I'm out of Facebook jail, as Carl Hicks. That's Carl, H-I-X. And I'm on Instagram as C Hicks, C-H-I-X. But I'm on Twitter, but I really ain't on Twitter. Man, a big homie right here. Dough Fresh to Dawn. You can check Dough Fresh out on any major platform where music is listened to and or sold. And that's sold with an S, as in support. And they ain't just law, that's black law. Rebel music. Dough. Harlem, dough. I see you ain't trying to let you up in here, man. It's like it's loading up right now. It's trying to load you up in here, man. But it's, you know, my computer on some bullshit, some bullshit right now. But anyway, man, you know, what we want to talk about right now, man, is, you know, the whole, what everybody talking about, man, is like what everybody concerned about, man. You know, this whole Nipsey Hussle thing, man. You know what I'm saying? The whole, it's some fucked up shit going on, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to sit here, and I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I was a big old fan of Nipsey Hussle, not saying that I'm not a fan. He wasn't, like, really on my playlist, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't, like, real hip to all his songs. I heard some of them, but I did know that he was about to bring that documentary out, or he was working on and all that, you know, about Dr. Phoebe. And all that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, word is basically almost confirmed now that, you know, the police are looking for the person that killed him, and reports are saying the person that killed him is somebody that he knows. I don't have a name, but it was somebody that he knows. You know what I mean? And if I'm not mistaken, he himself was a Crip member, you know what I mean? He was, I'm getting all this from information I got from Tariq Nasheed, you know, Nipsey Hussle, you know what I mean? And they were saying that Nipsey was like, I think he was like either earlier that day, maybe earlier that week or something, he was telling the dude he didn't want to be around him because he, you know, dude was a snitch. He certified on paper a certified snitch. And so, therefore, you cannot rule out the fact that he may be working with the police because he's worked with them. You know what I mean? So, he could be, he's an informant, so he could have been paid to do that shit by the police, a.k.a. the government, a.k.a. white supremacy. You know what I mean? And, I mean, shit, you know, I mean, we see everything that be going on. Dr. CD must, you know, just mess around and came up with pneumonia, you know what I mean, for trying to expose some shit. Prince, you know what I mean, he died of some more wild shit. Michael Jackson died of some wild shit. I mean, it's just all type of weird shit going on, man. And though, man, I don't know what the hell is going on, man, but I'm trying, man. This goddamn, I think it's my goddamn computer, man. But it's going to sound like he's trying to load you up, man. But I'm going to go ahead and keep it going, man, until this joint gets you on here, man. But, you know, they were saying, you know, the dude, he a snitch, and I think they're looking for him, you know what I mean, a black dude. You know, that's the thing that really, you know, messes me up, you know what I mean, is a goddamn black dude. It's almost, I don't want to say I wish it was, you know what I mean, some government. I wish it was, like, proven to be some government-type shit instead of a black dude. But then again, I don't. because, you know, if it was proven to be the government, you know what I mean, then what the hell are we going to do? You know what I mean? We just want to sit back. I don't think it's enough. We're going to do nothing. You know, even if the government said, God damn it, we killed those Nipsey Hussle. You know, what the hell are we going to do? You know what I mean? Because, I mean, shit, we already know we don't want no smoke with these goddamn white people. You know what I mean? Because we know we outmanned, we outgunned, we outunited. You know what I mean? All this shit. I mean, with just the Klan itself. I ain't even talking about all the white people in the world. I'm talking about just the Klan itself. We don't even want no smoke with the Klan itself. You know what I mean? I mean, I can't keep it no realer than that. You know what I mean? Whoever might hit us later, you know, if you can expose a lie, you know, expose it. You know what I mean? Because I ain't heard not one goddamn gang member shoot a goddamn Klan member. You know what I mean? But again, though, man, I don't know what the hell going on with my joint. But it's trying, man. But, I mean, if you can get on your joint and you know, load that joint up, man, and get what the hell going on, man. But anyway, you know what I mean? That's what I've been finding out so far, you know what I mean? According with the Nipsey Hussle thing, man. You know what I mean? He's somebody Nipsey knew. You know what I mean? From what I've heard, you know what I mean, from the sources. Well, really not my sources, but Tariq Nasheed is my source there, you know what I mean? He's a snitch. He's an informant, you know what I mean? Already working with the police. So, like I say, you cannot exclude the fact that he might have been paid by these people to perform such a thing. You know what I mean? I mean, man, it's just messed up all around the board, man. It's just some twisted shit all around the board, man. You know what I mean? I mean, shit. I mean, I don't know what the hell, you know what I mean, to say, really, you know what I mean? But, shit, man. I mean, there's so much shit going on right now, man, especially with these goddamn vaccines, you know what I mean? Because I'm telling y'all, man, you know what I mean, they about to make this shit mandatory. You know what I mean? Mandatory. I give it like, say, maybe 2 years at the most. Everybody's going to have to do it because I don't know. People don't pay attention to me because I ain't got a whole, like, thousands of followers. You know what I mean? And they done kicked in some white people's door to get a child, just a child. They sent a goddamn SWAT team to get a child, a two-year-old little white boy that was unvaccinated. You know what I mean? Because the mother took him to the doctors, and the doctors was afraid he might have had, I think it was meningitis or something, and the kid was feeling better, so they didn't go get a child vaccinated or something, and the goddamn cop, the SWAT team, went and kicked their door like they was going into a damn drug raid. You know what I mean? And like Willie D said, man, you know, just imagine when they start attacking, when they start coming for the black people. You know what I mean? Especially with you goddamn black parents with children under 18. You know what I mean? Because this is all for the next generation of black people. You know what I mean? And I say this shit, man. I can damn near guarantee you that, goddamn it, they have different vaccines for black people. And don't nobody know what the hell is in these vaccines but what we're being told, you know what I mean, by people that are proven liars, you know what I mean, the goddamn pharmaceutical industry. I mean, like I say, man, I be proposing shit like this, you know what I mean? Side effects are placed in medication for you to have to buy more medication, man, you know what I mean? And I mean, when they start coming, man, It ain't nothing you can do, you know what I mean, but do what you're told. You're going to have to do what you're fucking told, you know what I mean? Because if they come in your house with a SWAT team, And even if you do got a gun, and your goddamn child right there, your little son or your little, let me say, like 5-6-year-old son or daughter right there, you ain't going to go out with the police. Nah, they going to take your damn child. They going to vaccinate him, him or her. And shit, I mean, what you going to do? You know what I mean? Then 10 years down the line, your child might be fucked up. You know what I mean? Next thing you know, that's why they got these damn, look at these goddamn kids now, man. They goddamn kids, 8, 9 years old, want to be goddamn homosexual. You know what I mean? That's why they got these damn drag queens in school teaching, I mean, not teaching, but reading them stories and shit. They're already getting into the children's mind. You know what I mean? They're already getting into the children's mind, man. You know what I mean? It's all for the next generation, man. And then I would not exclude martial motherfucking law, man. You know what I mean? Though black people, we are already under martial law. You know what I mean? Because when the cops kill one of us, you know, and we react, what the hell do you see? A militarized police force, you know what I mean? And goddamn, all these, you know, they look like goddamn soldiers. You know what I mean? Look like they, when we react to something, when we ride or something, we tear our own neighborhoods up, they look like they coming for war in Afghanistan or something, or Russia or some shit like that, you know what I mean? And man, that's what I be saying, man. That's what I be saying, man. I feel sorry for the next generation, man, because the world they going to grow up in, whoo, boy, it's going to be a crazy one. But, man, you know what I mean? And the crazy thing about it, you know what I mean, I'm liable to be still living that long. I get about, when these youngins grow up and they about like 20, oh, this world going to be fucked up, man. This world going to be crazy, man. Again, though, man, I don't know what the hell going on, man. But, man, I'm trying, man. Goddamn, the joint ain't doing it for me, man. I don't know what the hell going on, man. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and do it for my phone, man. But like I was saying, man, when these youngins grow up, man, it's going to be a weird world, man. Just like I'm going to put a post up a little bit later, man. You know what I mean? They just had a goddamn gay son and his husband just had the son's, I think it was his mother or his grandmother. They just had, it's crazy. Y'all just got to see this post, man. Whoever be checking me out, you got to see this shit, man. I got to edit this shit because it's going to be a joint. I got to edit it to like a minute, man. So I'm going to just try and get out all the good information. This fucking world is getting crazy, man. You know, it's getting fucking crazy, man. You know what I mean? And like I say, man, this shit, it's going to be a crazy motherfucking world, man. But, you know, like I said, again, man, rest in peace, the brother, Nipsey Hussle. You know what I mean? It's a crazy goddamn world, man. They don't exclude the fact that this man possibly could have been paid by the goddamn government. You know what I mean? And, dude, man, this goddamn, I don't know what the hell, they ain't even doing my phone, man. Damn, man, by my goddamn self, man, it's pretty. Step outside, see if I can get some internet. Man. Yeah, man, I heard you. I see you, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're doing this shit. I don't know what the fuck going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know, man. But like I was saying, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm about to go get a goddamn flash drive for this camera, and I'm going to turn this shit into it. I'm actually turn to a podcast. And, you know, we're going to do it like that, man. You know what I mean? Because I mean, I just feel like you know, we doing some guy get this shit out, you know what I mean? Because a lot of us ain't paying attention, man, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's just like, man, like me, I'm completely outside the box, you know what I mean? I'm, like, really completely outside the box. Everybody else, I believe, is inside the box because you're forced to be. I mean, I ain't going to say forced to be, but it's like I'm outside the box. And I mean, I'm thinking like, man, people don't like to listen to me because I say shit, I guess, harsh, but fuck the way I say it. You know what I mean? These people are doing harsher shit than what the fuck I say. You know what I mean? People mad at me. People be mad, more mad at me for what I say than what the fuck is being. And to me, that's fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Words, it's like more words hurt more than goddamn the shit that's being done. You know what I mean? And then another thing, though, if you still on here, man, I'm going to share goddamn videos. The goddamn gay dude. Now, this is why I say this motherfucking LGBTQB shit, these goddamn community, they saying that they don't give a fuck about Nipsey Hussle because he was basically homophobic. You know his post. Or, you know, I mean, you got to see this shit, man. I'm going to share that shit. I'm going to find out who had that shit. Man, this shit is getting crazy, man. It's almost like this is where I know we fucking lost, man. When we equate homophobia to racism, then that's what we fucking lost is black people, man. And then black people, they're doing it, man, because we got women and men who goddamn sons and daughters are fucking gay and lesbian. You know what I mean? And come on, man, we know what the fuck is going on. But me, I don't give a fuck. I'm not scared to be labeled a homophobe because I know I'm not. And I'm not scared to be labeled a racist because I know I'm not. But if you were to say some real shit or the truth, you will be labeled a homophobe about either things, about race or homosexuality, you will be considered a homophobe. You know what I mean? And I don't give a fuck if you consider me a homophobe. You know what I mean? Because I done got on, you know, bras post, you know what I mean? And they, you know what I mean? They ain't never say I was a homophobe because I'm saying some real shit. Some shit they can't deny. You know what I mean? Yet they have yet to unfriend me or stop following me and shit. I seen one bra, I forget her name. She liked a couple of posts and shit. You know what I mean? I just get out of Facebook, dude. She liked the post now. And then she invited me to like one of her pages or something. But I know that she even admitted that she didn't want this shit. She just has to accept it. You know what I mean? Just like when I told her, just like somebody we know, man. She said her son is a virgin. I'm like, but goddamn, how in the hell does he know he's gay? If he's never experienced a woman, then he does not know he's gay. You know what I mean? That to me, that's like fucking crazy, man. But I'm telling y'all, man, y'all parents, man, black parents, y'all got to be careful with y'all kids, man. Watch their friends. Watch what they're watching on TV. Look at what they're looking at. I mean, watch what they're listening to. Because you see, hopefully y'all kids ain't listening to these dumb rappers, Young Thugs and Uzi Verts and Tekashi 69. But goddamn it, I'm telling you, it's like start snitching is the new stop snitching. Do snitch is the new don't snitch. Because this amigo, he's a motherfucking Spanish dude. And he's a blood. Blood stands for brotherly love, overrides oppression and destruction. And a damn Spanish dude, he's not a fucking brother. You know what I mean? And he's like the most known blood. And goddamn Cardi B, she's another one. She's a goddamn Spanish bar that's a blood. And she just admitted to robbing robbing, drugging, and basically raping niggas and having them with transsexuals. And the craziest thing is that you got black women supporting this bra, man. I'm like, what in the fuck is entirely wrong with us, man? That's why I be telling people, man, once they get the black woman, they dumb down the black man because the black man goes after or chases the black woman. So we don't want to offend her by talking some real shit because that might turn her off, especially if she's a Cardi B fan or something. You know what I mean? I want to check on her page. I look on her page just to go in and call and see dumbass bitch and all that shit. Yeah, you know, I don't give a fuck. I be trolling Trump, I'm going in and calling him dumb and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I was going in and calling her dumb, I was going to call her dumbass spick bitch and all that shit. And I mean spick the same way she means nigga when she says it. Ain't no offense, dude. I mean spick the same way you mean nigga. I call her a spack. I take the I out of spick and replace it with an A the same way they took the ER off a nigga and replaced it with an A, nigga, so they don't seem offensive when they allow these non-blacks to say it, like when Cardi B says it. It don't seem offensive. But, you know what I mean? It's like, I went on her page and I seen how many of these goddamn black bras that we know via social media that be following her and shit, man. And, though, you be surprised, man. You know what I'm saying? You be surprised, man. But look on her page, man. We only got like 8 minutes left, man. But, man, we like, you know, for whoever might want to listen to this, man, you know, if we can, if you want to, though, we can do it tomorrow, man, you know what I'm saying, see what happened tomorrow or something, and boom, you know what I'm saying, I don't know what's going on, man, the computer on some other shit, and I see, you know, you sent me a video, so your computer was on some other shit, too, you know what I'm saying, but, yeah, man, so that's basically, you know, my take, and I'm pretty sure, though, you know, I think you say, you know what I'm saying, so we're shooting, I can't really hear you. Because I can hear me talking and you talking at the same time on that joint. So, yeah, I mean, I think you said basically I was saying some real shit. Now, you know where I be coming from, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to go ahead and end this joint, man. That's just my take. You know what I'm saying? This is my basically, this would have been C. Hicks with the remix and Doe Fresh giving you no laugh. But right now, Blog Talk is on there. Bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go ahead and end this joint, man. So, you know, unscripted, and Doe gonna tell y'all unscripted too. And we out, man. We'll talk. Oh shit, Ms. Ames.